about next. All of this is just, it is just a sham. And here, you got to hear this 13-year-old girl. Let me find her name here. I get to put it at the bottom of the stack. I thought we were through with it, but I'm getting requests to hear this again. And I know what the requests really aren't to hear this. The requests are for my reaction to this. This is Cheryl Charlie Lockwood crying in House testimony Ed Markey's committee today, the House Energy Independence and Global Warming Committee.
Just through my lifetime, I've seen so many changes in our community that it just hurts to not be able to have our... It's really scary to lose our tradition, our culture. And we've been living here for thousands of years. And it's not just that we're losing our food, it's losing our homes. And because we are spiritually connected and emotionally and physically connected to our homes. And there are so many communities that are in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. A lot of communities in trouble over a lot of things. Go to New Orleans. How about losing homes? Sorry. I'm just reminded here of the old... Remember the old television PSA that used to run back in the old days when we were kids? Iron Eyes Cody, the Native American, standing by the roadside as, you know, worthless Americans drive by on the way to their trailer parks and so forth, and throwing trash out the window of the car. A Native American. Turns out he wasn't. It was an actor made up, but doesn't matter. Little tear starts rolling down his cheek over what the white Europeans have done to his country. This stuff is, it's oppressive. It's always been around. Shreveport, Louisiana. This is Chad. Chad, you're up first today on the EIB network, sir. Hello.
Hi, Rush. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, sir. Make it count.
Well, here's the deal. If the young, I'm going to make the assumption that the young lady testifying is of Inuit descent, or
I would think so, because the Inuits have joined the crusade up there. Yeah.
How did her people get to North America from the Asian continent? Didn't they come across a land bridge that has melted?
I don't know. They might have hitched a ride with the Vikings. Who the hell knows?
Well, they tell me.
No, I know you're right. I'm just on a blue funk here. I'm in a real cynical mood here about all this. Go ahead. But make your point. It's a good point.
They tell me that the Inuits came across the...
Who told you? You learned it in a college classroom. We can't trust it.
No, just a public school education. But if that did, in fact, melt, why did it melt and there is no connection to Russia between Alaska and Russia today? There must have been some global warming in the past.
Well, we know there has been. So your question, how'd they get there in the first place?
Yeah, if she's worried about the climate changing, it's been changing since the beginning of time.
You know, of course it has. Here's the thing, folks. With all of these scientists out there making the case, this so-called consensus, saying that global warming is happening, we're causing it, we have reported and shared with you any number of times the number of scientists among that consensus who now say it's too late. It's simply too late to reverse what we've done. And it's... Let me tell you what the real purpose of all of this is. It's a Reuters story. It's out of London. Sacrifices, including higher-paying households and taxes to help redress climate change, according to a global survey today. The survey found 83% of those questioned believe lifestyle changes would be necessary to cut emissions of climate warming carbon gases and would gladly pay them, and that's what this is about.
Or older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-813-3838. That's 1-800-813-3838.